The victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting weren't just clubgoers. One Orlando police officer on the hazmat team was recently diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from cleaning up the crime scene. And now he's fighting to change Florida's workers' compensation laws to recognize the disorder and other mental health conditions triggered in the line of duty. We should mention this story, which lasts about 4 minutes, may be inappropriate for young listeners.
Jerry Reeland spent 4 hours with the dead inside of Pulse nightclub. He remembers the blood, the smell. The scene was so bad, the 8-member hazmat team wouldn't let any other officers help them remove the bodies. That way fewer people had to witness what they saw. When Reeland came home late the next day, he was quiet. He looked in on his 2 kids, and then he went to take a shower.
And then proceeded to go to the shower, shut the door, and I heard him just sobbing. And he just kept saying over and over that he was so sorry for them, and it's been like that ever since.
That's Jessica Reeland, Jerry's wife. She says she doesn't recognize the man who came home that day. He would wake up screaming or grab her wrist, thinking he was grabbing one of the victims. He tried to work for 2 weeks, but he couldn't sleep, and he passed out on the job. The hazmat team was more likely to be called out to a meth lab than a scene with multiple casualties. Reeland was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. 3 months later, he's still working to identify the triggers that take him out of the moment and back into Pulse. White sheets used to wrap victims, Sharpie markers used to write on tags.
Another one is, I'm sorry.
Jerry Reeland reaches across the table and holds his wife Jessica's hand while she speaks. The Orlando Police Department did not approve multiple requests to interview Jerry Reeland for this story.
I just really want people to realize, because it's easy for people to judge from their home. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe that PTSD is a real thing, that they think that people should just be able to get over it, but it really is. It's hard, because when you see your loved ones suffering with it, all you want to do is to fix it, to make it better, but you can't.
Jerry Reeland is still not back at work. He's filed a claim under workers' comp for lost wages, but it's a claim his lawyers expect to lose. Under Florida law, if you're disabled because of a mental health diagnosis that was not the result of a physical injury, you're not eligible for lost wages. So his attorney, Paolo Longo, is challenging the constitutionality of that law and is trying to get lawmakers to change it.
These guys, they say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I got to go back to work because I've got to feed my family. So they've got to go back to work. And then you've got first responders out on the streets with, you know, dealing with these kinds of problems, and that's not good for anybody.
John Burton is a Rutgers professor who's been studying workers' comp laws for more than 50 years. He says about half of states will cover some stress and mental health claims, but Florida's one of only 10 states where mental health claims are never eligible.
The limitations on post-traumatic stress disorder under these circumstances seems to me to be unconscionable. Now, it may be unconscionable, but it's still legal. We'll find that out later, but it does strike me as being mean-spirited.
Jerry Reeland is getting a paycheck now. Workers' comp is paying 2/3 of his pay because he's developed severe hypertension due to the PTSD, and the Orlando Police Department has relieved him of duty with pay, but that was done on an individual case basis and isn't guaranteed. Orlando Rallone is deputy chief with OPD.
We have not had this type of situation occur before. We understand that, you know, some people have been affected more than others, and we are committed 100% to ensuring that the members of our agency received every available treatment.
The Reelands say they'll be pushing to amend Florida's workers' comp laws during the 2017 session. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.